Paraglav, Mishnah, Yud. Continuing on the theme which we've been discussing for pretty much the entire parak, what a person can and cannot go out carrying in their shoes, harabim. Mishnah explains to us, Yotzim bebeitza sachargo, a person may go out with the egg of a locust. They would hang this egg of the locust around a person's ear to provide remedy for an ear infection. With a shein shual, a person would hang around one's neck the tooth of a fox. Commentators explain that they would either place the tooth of a dead fox around one's neck in order to help someone who suffers from insomnia, a person who cannot sleep, or else they would hang the tooth of a live fox around someone who slept too much. Uve masmir hatzaluv, or they would also place a nail from the gallows, a nail from the gallows which would use to hang someone. When the person was hanged from the gallows, they would take this nail and they would place it on a wound in order to diminish the swelling of one's limb. All of these, according to Rav Meir, are permitted to go out. Why? Mishum refua, because since they have some type of medicinal benefit to them, they provide some medical relief, it is permitted to go out in the public domain with them. However, Chachamim omrim, af b'chol aser mishum darkei emori. The Chachamim say, no, not only are these items forbidden to go out on Shabbos, that's the least of our problem. That would only be a rabbinic violation. There's a much more serious reason why a person cannot go out and not even use these items whatsoever, even on a weekday. And the reason is because of Darkei Hamori. The Torah tells us, we cannot go in the ways of the Amorites. And since, according to Chachamim, none of these items provide any type of proven medical benefit, therefore they are just superstitious, and using them, we are just mimicking those Amorites, and that is a biblical prohibition. But if they would, to discover that some of these might have some medical benefit, then perhaps it would be permitted to go out with them on Shabbos. But anything which is just a charm, anything which doesn't have any sound medical evidence, one cannot use at all, regardless if it is Shabbos or not. But that ends the sixth chapter, Perek Vav. We'll begin Perek Zayin, the first Mishnah, dealing with completely different topics. According to the Torah, if a person violates one of the malachos of Shabbos, he's liable to the death penalty, if it was warning. However, if in the event a person performed one of the malachos unintentionally, a person wakes up and thinks that today is Sunday when in fact it is Shabbos, or if they think that the malacha is not forbidden, then a person who transgresses one of the 39 malachos b'shogeg must bring a korban chatas, a sin offering. That is the topic of this Mishnah. Kol gadol amru b'Shabbos. There was a general rule that pertained to the laws of Shabbos. Kol hashocheach ikar Shabbos. One who forgets the essence of Shabbos is understood to mean that he thinks that there's no obligation in the Torah in keeping Shabbos. A person forgets that all the Jewish people were commanded to keep Shabbos, or perhaps a person who is captured by bandits, a Tinok Shenishba, a person who is captured by bandits at a very young age, he has no idea that the idea of Shabbos exists at all because he was raised among non-Jews. Such a person, the Asam Malachos Harbei, the Shabbosos Harbei, such a person performs many different Malachos, many of the 39 forbidden acts on Shabbos, for a long period of time. Harbei Shabbasos, for many, many weeks, many months, and even many years. Eino chayav ela chatas echas. Such a person would only have to bring one korban chatas, because there's only one error, one shogeg that led him to perform all these malachos. He simply was not aware of the commandment of the mitzvah of Shabbos. Second stage, Hayodea Iker Shabbos, a person who knows the essence of Shabbos, Vasa Malachos Harbe, the Shabbosos Harbe, and performed many different malachos on many different Shabbosos for many different weeks. Chayav Ako Shabbos, the Shabbos. A person must bring a Korban Chatas for every single Shabbos. What here did a person forget? The Gemara explains that this person, this individual, what did he forget? He forgot that it was in fact the Shabbos day. And therefore, for every single Shabbos that he thought was Sunday, he must bring one Korban. For each Shabbos that he in fact forgot that it was Shabbos. So again, one Korban for each week that he forgot that it was Shabbos, regardless of how many malachos he performed on that particular Shabbos. Rashi actually mentions an important point on our Mishnah. Rashi points out that it is impossible for a person to go in an entire week. How can he forget 2 weeks in a row? At one point in time, someone will tell him that it was, in fact, mixed, that the days were mixed up, that he missed out on Shabbos, and therefore would set him straight on the number of days in the week. So how could it be that week after week after week, a person can make such a mistake? So Rashi, in fact, explains that, no, he knew that it was Shabbos, but he did not remember which malachos he did incorrectly on that particular Shabbos, where he thought it was Sunday. The next level of the Mishnah, Hayodea Shehu Shabbos. A person knows that it's Shabbos. Va'asa malachos harbe b'shabbosos harbe. And a person performs many different malachos on many different Shabbosos. Chayav akol'av malacha umalacha. A person is obligated to bring a korban chatas for each and every malacha. Why is that? Since each and every malacha that a person transgresses, he knew about, he should have known, and therefore he would have to bring a korban chatas for each malacha that he transgresses over the duration of all of the weeks of Shabbos. However, if a person violated one of the malachos, let's say of Kosev, violated it 3 times in one Shabbos and 6 times in another Shabbos, he would only have to bring one korban chatas for each malacha. The person would not bring a korban chatas every single time that he transgressed a malacha. Mishnah concludes, Osa malachos harbe me'ein malacha achas. A person who knew that it was Shabbos, and he performed many different malachos of the same malacha. So a person violated the malacha. Again, let's use Kosev as our example. A person violated the malacha of Kosev. Eino chayav ela chatas achas. He only has to bring one korban chatas, even though he transgressed this malacha in many different ways.